A new millennium is upon us. Has Schaeffer's thought any relevance to the beginning of the 21st century? Schaeffer has had a tremendous impact on evangelical thought during the last four decades of the 20th century. It is little exaggeration to say that if Schaeffer had not lived, historians of the future looking back on these decades would have to invent him in order to explain what happened. Moreover, Schaeffer will long be read, studied, imitated, and transcended. There is no question about that. But I would like to single out five notions whose impact will, I trust, continue to resonate. I will call them passions. For that is what they were to Schaeffer, and what I would want them to be for my generation and generations of Christians to come. They are a passion for the God who was there, a passion for truth, a compassion for people, a passion for relevant and honest communication, and a passion for Scripture. A passion for the God who was there. By this, I do not, of course, mean the book. I mean passion for direct engagement with him who calls himself, I am. For Schaeffer, God is not the first thought or the first presupposition. He is the first thing, being himself. Infinite, personal, triune, intelligent, good, loving, engaging. Everything rests on him. Schaeffer began where we all should begin, with God himself. We do not presume to say anything about God he has not revealed about himself. God is God, and we are not. I am convinced that if all our theologies began where Schaeffer's does, we would be far more humble about both ourselves and our theologies. As firm as Schaeffer was in his theological pronouncements, he was humble about his own accomplishments and willing to say, I heard him do so, to both his friends and his critics, okay, you don't like how I have put this. You think it can be done better. Please, go and do better. One of the glories of Schaeffer's sermons, lectures, and books is that they exude a sense of God. You feel as you read the God who is there that this man knows the God who is there, not as an abstraction, but as one with whom personal encounter characterizes the relationship. Schaeffer did not like the word encounter in relation to God, because he felt that it suggested an intellectually contentless relationship. But understood as filled with content, encounter is the right word. Schaeffer.